Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 drum bus lesson, where we're going to give your breakbeats that classic jungle swing with controlled pitch movement. If you've ever heard a drum and bass loop that feels like it's breathing, wobbling, and leaning forward all at once, that's the vibe we're chasing here. Not random pitching, not gimmicky warble, but a smart, musical kind of motion that makes the drums feel alive. The big idea is simple. Instead of treating your drums like separate samples all the way through, we're going to build a drum bus that glues everything together, then add subtle pitch-like movement on the bus or on the break itself. That gives you that elastic, old-school sampler energy, while still keeping things clean enough for a modern DNB mix. Start by building a solid drum group. You want your kick, snare or clap layer, break loop, and any top percussion or shaker layers all routed into one drum bus. If you're working with layered breaks, keep the balance sensible before you process anything. The kick should feel punchy and steady, the snare should sit forward, and the break should support the groove without taking over. Leave some headroom. That makes every device after this behave better. The first processor on the bus should be a Q8. We're not doing heavy surgery yet. Just clean up the low end and keep the bus tidy. A gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz is a good start to remove rumble. If the break sounds boxy, try a small cut somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz range. If the hats are biting too hard, a little dip around 7 to 10 kHz can smooth them out. Keep it subtle. We're preparing the drum bus, not redesigning the whole kit. Next, a drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for this job, because it gives you glue, weight, and transient control without forcing you into heady compression. Try moderate drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep boom very subtle or off at first unless the kick really needs extra low-end reinforcement. A touch of crunch can add break texture, but don't overdo it. You want punch and density, not mush. The goal here is to make the whole drum bus feel like one instrument. Now we get to the fun part, the motion. There are a few ways to create pitch-like movement in Ableton, but for a drum bus, one of the easiest and most musical options is frequency shifter. It's not pure pitch shifting in the classic sense, but it can create a really usable and stable drift that feels amazing on jungle-style drums. Drop it in after drum bus and keep it subtle. Use tiny shifts, very small dry/wet amounts, and if you use the LFO, keep it slow and shallow. We're aiming for movement, not metallic chaos. This kind of effect works especially well in intros, build-ups, fills, and turnaround bars. A little bit of instability can make a loop feel more human and more dangerous. And the key word here is little. If you hear obvious sidebands or the drum start sounding seasick, back it off immediately. If you want a more modern rolling feel, you can use auto filter instead of, or after, the motion effect. A gentle low pass or band pass filter with a little resonance and maybe some envelope movement can create the impression of swinging pitch motion without actually warping the tone too much. This is great when you want the groove to feel animated but still controlled. If your break is mostly in audio and you want a more classic jungle approach, another method is to pitch the break slices before they hit the bus. Load the break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and start treating individual hits like pieces of a living rhythm. You can dip certain ghost notes slightly down, keep the snare accent stable, and use tiny pitch shifts on fill hits to create tension. Even very small moves, like a few cents up or down, can make a huge difference. A classic trick is to pitch the tail of a break slightly down as you approach a transition, then snap it back on the drop. That sagging feel is pure jungle energy. After the movement stage, add saturator. This helps make the whole thing feel more cohesive and gives you that gritty sampler style edge. Use modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Saturation is especially useful after pitch movement, because it helps the drums feel intentional instead of flimsy. If the top end gets too sharp, ease back the drive or clean it up with EQ afterward. Then use utility to check your gain and your mono compatibility. Drum buses in DNB usually work best when they stay fairly center-heavy and solid in mono. If your hats or percussion are getting too wide, narrow them a bit, and always level match as you go. A louder effect chain can fool you into thinking it sounds better when it's really just louder. After that, add glue compressor or a regular compressor to lock everything together. Use gentle settings, a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a reasonably slow attack, and an auto or medium release is a good start. You only need a couple dB of gain reduction most of the time. The goal is to make the drum bus feel like one unified groove, not to flatten the life out of it. If drum bus is already doing most of the punch work, let the compressor stay light. Now here's where this becomes musical instead of just technical. Automation. The most convincing jungle-style pitch movement is usually not constant. It shows up in short bursts, one bar before a fill, the last two hits before a drop, a little lift in the turnaround. That's the stuff that makes the drums feel alive without turning into a wobble effect all the time. So automate depth, not just on and off. Bring the movement up gradually over 4 or 8 bars if you want tension. For example, you might keep frequency shifter at a very low dry/wet amount in the intro, then open it up a little in the build, and pull it back down right as the drop hits. That contrast is the whole trick. The pitch movement feels strongest when it disappears at the moment of impact. You can also use the groove pool to add some swing to hats, percussion, and break slices. Keep the kick and snare anchored so the rhythm doesn't fall apart. A little groove amount goes a long way. Think in terms of microrhythm, not huge timing shifts. Jungle feels best when the beat is tense but still locked in. If you want a thicker, more modern sound, try parallel processing. Duplicate the drum bus or send it to a return track with more compression, more saturation, maybe even a touch of redux if you want extra grime. Blend that underneath the main bus very quietly. This gives you thickness and aggression without sacrificing the transient clarity of the main drums. A really useful coaching tip here: think of motion as macro movement, not constant wobble. The best results usually come from short, intentional bursts of pitch or filter motion, and always anchor the low end first. If your kick and bass relationship is already shaky, pitch movement on the drums will make that conflict more obvious. Another good habit is to check the drum bus at low volume. If the groove still feels exciting when it's quiet, then the motion is working. If you only notice it when the track is loud, you may be overdoing it. For darker and heavier D&B, downward motion usually works better than upward motion. Pitch dips before an impact can make the drop feel heavier and more sinister. Keep the snare as your anchor. If the break is moving around too much but the snare stays strong and stable, the groove still has a spine. Here's a simple practice exercise. Build a 16-bar loop with a break, kick, and snare layer. Group them into a drum bus. Add EQ8, drum bus, frequency shifter, saturator, and glue compressor. Then automate the motion effect so it rises slowly over the middle of the loop and pulls back before the drop. Add one downward pitch style fill at the end of bar 8 and bar 16. Keep the groove swing subtle and compare the loop with no motion, subtle motion, and exaggerated motion. Listen for whether the groove feels more alive, whether the snare still cuts through, and whether the bus stays solid in mono. To wrap it up, the core idea is this: build a clean, punchy drum bus, add glue and character with drum bus and saturation, then use controlled pitch-like movement to create jungle swing. Automate that motion for fills and transitions, keep the kick and snare stable, and use the effect strategically instead of constantly. That's how you get that elastic, old-school, breakbeat energy in a modern Ableton Live 12 workflow. Used carefully, this technique gives your drums that raw, shifting, alive feeling that makes jungle and drum and bass hit so hard.